What is the resolution that you are going to make as a result of visiting Calvary today? Mm-hmm. Make a Good Friday resolution.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is Good Friday. And just a reminder that today is the last day. And if you are on the mailing list or email list, you will get two more videos for Saturday and Sunday. What until now has been an instrument of infamy and dishonor has been converted into the tree of life and the stairway of glory. You know, it's interesting because even Father Fernandez talks about how the Romans, they would never use this form of execution even for the Romans. It was so debasing, like it was an awful form of torture. I have this other book that I really want to recommend to you. It's just absolutely beautiful. It's called The Tale of Three Trees. And it speaks about how these trees want to do something great with their life. And they all want to be like the tallest and most admired. And yet it doesn't seem like it's really panning out for them. And then at the end, one of them gets to be the tree which Christ carries and it then eventually is crucified upon. And it becomes the most beautiful experience for this tree. Anyhow, it's just a really moving children's story. So if you're looking for another little resource, this is a great one and one that I share with our children every Holy Week.
And by the way, this is not an affiliate type of thing. We get no kickbacks from anything that we have recommended. I had thought about the tree, though, in my morning prayer today. As I read this, my mind went to the tree in the Garden of Eden. Thank you. I think I would know that. Garden of Eden. And that tree was rooted in soil, and it was producing fruit. So it was fruit. And what happened? Adam and Eve chose and ate the fruit. That fruit produced death. It led to a disobedience to God. And then we have this other tree, as Janelle made reference to, the tree on which Jesus hung. And what kind of tree is that? It's a dead tree. It has no roots. And hanging upon it is the author of life. And from this tree, we pick a fruit. And what is it? The Eucharist. As death entered the world from the tree in the Garden of Eden, life comes into the world from the tree on Calvary. Jesus said, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life within you. I tell you, my body is true food and my blood is true drink." So in my prayer, I was just thinking about this back and forth, the Garden of Eden and the tree on Calvary, and how in every single Mass, what is made present to us but this tree? The full salvific power of Calvary made present upon the altars, which we go forward to receive in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, to receive our life.
Very likely, there will be times when alone in front of a crucifix, you find tears coming to your eyes. Don't try to hold them back, but try to ensure that those tears give rise to a resolution. I really like that because I've had different moments in my life where, you know, I just feel moved to tears. Mm-hmm. But I like how actually it was Saint Jose Maria Escriva who wrote this quote, and how he says, those tears, make sure that they move you to a resolution. That they're just not just for the sake of tears, but really that God wants to change you mm-hmm. and call you to something greater. And I think that I've been missing that part of my tears where I haven't made those changes.
I think back through my spiritual journey as well and having incredible experiences of God's love, just so powerful. But that line stood out to me too, that we need to have a resolution that comes out of those tearful experiences mm-hmm. with God. Mm-hmm. I feel like that awareness has been missing. I'm really grateful. If you experience God in a tangible way, what's the resolution? We talk about resolutions on New Year's, don't we? New Year's Day. What's your New Year's resolution? Today, I'm going to ask you, make a Good Friday resolution. You're going to encounter Jesus today on Good Friday. You're going to visit him on Calvary. You're going to encounter him. What is the resolution that you're going to make as a result of visiting Calvary today? Mm-hmm. Make a Good Friday resolution. And what should we do? Well, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what is it that you need to change. He's going to answer that prayer. He's not going to say, oh, no, I don't want to reveal that to your heart. You know, no, God wants to work in your heart. If you ask the Holy Spirit to show you what he wants to change in you, be confident that he will show you. So ask, Holy Spirit, what is the resolution? What is the Good Friday resolution that you want me to make?
Since I've been getting more into mental prayer, and we did a video about mental prayer during this Lenten series as well, St. Alphonsus, that's one of the key things, is that we need to make a resolution every single day. And I think that's just the Christian life, isn't it? Like, that we're always working on our spiritual growth to become better and holier and become more like Christ. So really, prayer without resolution is, I don't know.
Self-serving.
Yeah, or, you know, I'm sure there's still goodness, but I think maybe we have, it's making a concrete resolution. Maybe we just, like, assume that, okay, Lord, I'm going to do these prayers and hope that I get holier.
You put things nicer than me. I just say self-serving.
Well, sometimes I just don't want people to feel like all their prayers have been wasted.
Sometimes I just respond and I need to think
about
it. That's
okay. That's okay. Jesus, after giving himself in the Last Supper, now wishes to give us what he loves most on earth, the most precious thing that still remains to him. They have stripped him of everything else, and he gives Mary to us to be our mother.
On Good Friday, we see the love of Jesus Christ demonstrated. Once again, the passion of Jesus proves his passionate love for us. And he gives himself to us in the Eucharist. He goes through the torture of the cross. He finds himself hanging there. Mary is down below. And Jesus continues to give. He reserves nothing for himself. St. Augustine says, now, why all this suffering? And he goes on to explain that it's because Jesus wants to demonstrate, he wants to prove his love. So it's indeed an excess of love. For one drop of blood was enough to redeem the world. But one drop he does not give. He gives his entire life. And part of his life is his love for his mother. And he does not even reserve his mother. For in one of his final acts of his life is that he gives his mother to us. And through the Apostle John, he says, behold your mother. Now there's a practicalness where Jesus is honoring his mother. And now his mother is going to be looked after John. But in this act, the church understands that John is representing us there. And when Jesus gives Mary to John, Jesus is giving his mother to you. He holds nothing back from you, including his mom. Mm-hmm. So in conclusion, friends, thank you so much for journeying with us on this Lenten journey. A reminder, if you are on the mailing list, you'll receive two more videos. Share with us what has been standing out to you in this journey. We'd love to read your comments. We will continue to be serving you. Our next video will be on Wednesday, and we'll continue to come to you that way. But thank you so much. It's an honor to serve you and to journey with you. Mm-hmm. We're blessed to have you in our lives.
Mm-hmm. And have a very holy Triduum.